Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us after this.
The Bank of America Amateur and FedEx Open American Quarter Horse World Championship Show, an Oklahoma City favorite, is here again. From November 5th to 19th, State Fair Park is home to the world's best American quarter horses competing for more than $2.5 million in cash and prizes. Watch exciting events like roping, reining, jumping, halter, ranch sorting, and many more. Plus, visit the free Christmas Roundup Gift and Trade Show in two buildings. The world's largest world championship horse show runs November 5th through 19th at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City and features more than 3,500 entries competing for $2.5 million in cash and prizes and 90 exciting classes. There are day and evening performances with tickets starting at just $8. Box seats, $12. Tickets for all performances are available now at alltickets.com outlets or at the door. You can also charge tickets by calling 800-511-1552. Don't miss the AQHA World Championship Show running November 5th through 19th at State Fair Park. Tickets available at tickets.com outlets or at the door. Check out the event schedule and other show activities at AQHA.com. Don't miss it.
We're into the fourth quarter of 2011, and cash cattle prices and wholesale box beef prices have been moving higher. Lately, we've hit $1.95 a pound on the wholesale box beef trade on the choice beef. Not quite to $2 a pound, but awfully close. Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel with us to talk about that today. Darrell, what about this opportunity to get to $2? Had you imagined earlier this year we'd be there?
Well, you know, it was hard to imagine we could actually be there in one sense, and yet the conditions for why we are where we are have been developing really for a number of years. So in one sense, you know, in a purely analytical view, you can say, yeah, it's not a surprise, but really to realistically think about being at these levels and anticipating these prices and the likelihood that we're not probably done yet and we're going to try to push it higher and see where those limits are is really unprecedented.
This last week, cash cattle prices made a fairly significant jump. We're now into the mid-120s on fat cattle.
That's right. In fact, you know, we've now exceeded the previous historic highs from last spring. It looks like we're going to end this year on a very strong note. I don't know that we'll carry the current strength all the way through the end of the year without stepping back just a little bit, but we may well do it. We could, you know, we may push up against the $130 mark by the end of the year, and if we don't do it then, we have a much higher chance of doing it probably next spring sometime.
We've talked about high prices, but we've talked about tight numbers for a while. When do they really start manifesting themselves?
I think the tight cattle numbers really manifest themselves as we finish out this year and go into next year. Now, I have to confess that it's taken many more months to get here than I thought it would. I continue to be amazed at this industry's ability to find cattle when we think we're out. But when you look at many of the unusual kinds of things we've done this last year in order to maintain the flow of feeder cattle into feedlots, things like placing Mexican cattle directly into the feedlot. Obviously, the drought has forced a lot of lightweight cattle into feedlots earlier and lighter than sooner than normal. Those things are going to pass. There's just a limit on how much of that you can do. And once that's done, then I think the reality of tight numbers comes home. The other factor that will be terribly critical as we go through next year is if we are, in fact, in a drought recovery situation with better moisture, remains to be seen, then we're going to be seriously pulling heifers out of that limited feeder supply, and that's when the real crunch is going to hit, whenever that is.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website at www.oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. That is your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.